We're going to have some fun. Here we go.
Let's
ready?
Let's do it. Let's rock and roll.
Hey, Google, set lamp to red.
Oh.
Just to get us pumped up in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Google, turn dining room teal.
Oh.
Rob Schneider is a somewhat popular comedic actor.
Sharks are like dogs. They only bite when you touch their private parts.
I think there's been a mistake.
Did you say steak?
They went together like lamb and tuna fish.
Claustrophobia, the gayest of all phobias.
You can do it!
Keep hop anonymous?
My life sucks.
Rated PG-13.
The Tomster, making copies. Mr. Tom.
Ooh, welcome to Rob Schneider. Could you not... A complete retrospective of all Rob Schneider movies, past, present, but thank God, not really future. I'm Robert Bacon, and with me, as always, the man who's ripping his headphones out,
Caleb George.
This week, we are watching inappropriate comedy released in theaters March 22nd, 2013.
What are you doing to me?
Hey, you know what? We've missed so many straight-to-DVD releases of Rob Schneider. No lie.
Oh, so you're doing lucky me a favor?
Yes, you are lucky, my friend, because most of the stuff that Rob Schneider did is voiceover stuff for some weird Brazilian Pixar knockoff garbage, and we're going to focus on one DVD release of that or something. But this one was definitely released in theaters. It had a theatrical release, so it counts. Even though it's mostly DVDs.
Okay.
The plot of this film. In this comedy film, a computer tablet full of the world's most hilariously offensive apps breaks through the borders of political correctness, stirring up cultural anarchy.
What the fuck is this film about?
I think that's a good straightforward, tells you exactly what it's about. You know when a synopsis starts out in this comedy film?
Yeah, when you have to tell everyone it's a comedy. You haven't created a comedy.
No. If you guys want to give us a call, you can reach us at 405-418-6273. That is 405-418-NARD. Email us, adamsandlerpleasestop@gmail.com, and you can find us on social media. And this film, it earned $172,000 from 275 theaters. So that means each location averaged making about $625 opening weekend.
This played in 225, is that what you said?
275 theaters.
275 theaters?
It made roughly $600 at each theater. And it had a one-weekend release.
One weekend?
That's all it got. Most theaters only one night.
Ugh. Those theaters should be ashamed of themselves. Worth it monetarily.
No, I can't get a budget on this because technically it was supposed to be straight to DVD release.
And they just were like, we gotta put this, if we could put this in the hands of theatergoers,
yeah,
this thing will take off.
Yeah. Some of the shots in the Flirty Harry segments were directly taken from the original segments of Vince Offer's previous film, the Underground Comedy Movie, which was released in 1999. Also, just so you know, this was written, directed, and he performs in it, the ShamWow guy.
Why?
And the Onion Chop.
Yeah.
He did Onion Chop.
Yeah, I know his product line. I'm an avid fan.
Hey, do you know about... You're doing it right now. You were chopping up onions before.
Yeah, dude, because I wanted to make a nice chili.
By the way, your chili, real good.
Yeah.
Well, I've really been enjoying it.
Thank you. I don't like to talk about it often, but it is...
You've talked about it every
fucking
episode.
Fucking fantastic.
You guys, format. We watch the movie together. We stop at every 30 minutes to discuss it so far. Each of us has a Could You Not card, which we could stop to talk about something that absolutely needs to be talked about before that 30 minutes
is up. I'm going to put a wager and say one of us uses it.
You think so?
Yeah, the last time I felt good about this, we
would have bet a stop
did.
Card on it. So next time, maybe you can get double stop cards.
Ooh, yeah, I'm gonna put a stop card on.
Well, I don't want to bet it. Actually, I agree with you. But all right, if we use a stop card, you get two the next time.
Okay,
we're gonna stop.
And well, no, but here's the thing that's what? Like we're both in control of this bet because I could easily use my stop card
yes,
at any moment,
immediately.
And you could easily not use yours at any moment, right? But I am going to play truth.
Yes.
And I'm
going
to play this right. If I, like last time, there was undeniably, I have to use my, we have to talk about this.
Yes, or two times ago.
Yes,
last time the Benchwarmers was not a stoppable film.
But I'll play fair.
I'll also play fair. If it needs it,
We'll feel it. I feel like we'll play fair roles. Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready to watch inappropriate comedy?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I've been waiting on it.
Minutes into inappropriate comedy, and my lord, I don't think we're going to use any stop cards.
I don't think so either. It's so awful.
It's like so on the nose awful that nothing surprises you enough to be angry.
It's not clever enough in any way to catch you off guard. It's just boringly stupid.
Yeah, you guys, I love watching bad movies.
This is a whole other level.
This is not bad enough to be good. It's just spouting racist stereotypes that aren't even funny. Right. Like, they don't even offend me because they're so not funny. I feel sad.
Yeah.
For the people doing them.
Yeah, and it's the backbone of the movie right now. And then it's just filled with other sketches that have no punchline, no joke.
Let's go in order of sketches. Ready?
And what the fuck? The thing is, just go start.
Yeah, ready? The very first sketch that we see is 127 hours...
Parody,
and a guy is caught with his arm stuck in a rock, and he's about to cut off his arm, but then somebody just walks by.
And he's like, what the fuck, man? And then the guy just walks by.
That's the punchline. That's the end of that.
That's the end of it. There is no punchline.
And the guy who walks by is ShamWow guy.
Is it the ShamWow guy?
That's the ShamWow guy.
Oh, he looks like he's thinner.
No, he's always been really thin. He has that cut chin and dickish face. The writer and director and producer of this movie just walked by.
And what happens? What does he do?
He walks by and then he goes and sits under a grate and points fans and a camera up. So then Lindsay Lohan can come out with an ankle bracelet dressed as Marilyn Monroe and stand on a subway grate. And he has a camera going up her skirt.
And where's the punchline to that sketch?
There's none. I wouldn't call the 127 hours or the 7 year itch a parody, because in order for it to be a parody, you actually have to parody it.
Right.
They just showed that those movies existed.
Right.
The next one is called Flirty Harry,
So he opens his app up at this point, and that's what this is now?
Yeah. He, for some reason, when he sits down, his iPad controls the fans and the camera, but then as soon as that's done, it's just filled with apps that are
television shows, essentially.
It doesn't make any sense. They're not apps. They are clips.
Yeah.
They open up clips to television shows, which they've established. The first one is called Flirty Harry, which is just a bunch of, I wouldn't even call them puns or wordplay. It just establishes that some things could have a double entendre.
That's it. It's a double entendre joke over and over and over.
Over and over again, gay dick and mouth jokes.
Yeah.
And guess...
that they beat into the ground.
Who's playing Flirty Harry?
An Academy Award winner.
For the piano.
The pianist.
The pianist.
Yes. Adrian Brody.
Oh, shit. I thought that movie was about the piano, not the pianist. I've messed up that whole movie. Adrian Brody plays Flirty Harry.
He plays Flirty Harry. He's Academy Award winner.
Yeah, they got him. Nailed him down. Then we see Black Ass, which is a parody. It's just black people doing semi-jackass things.
Yeah.
But none of which are actual jackass.
No. And actually, this has kind of the most potential, but it falls flat the entire time.
I thought the joke was going to be, because when we first introduced them, you know that famous shot, I think it's in Jackass 2, where they're in that giant cart, or is it Jackass 1?
I think it's 2.
Where they're in the giant shopping cart going, and there's a bunch of explosions, and it's slow motion, and it's really cool. And then they start here, and
it's 1, because 2 is the running of the bulls.
Yes, so it's 1. And then in this one, it's a bunch of black dudes in a
dumpster.
And they're going, and then all of a sudden you see police cars chasing them. Yeah. I'm like, oh, the joke is going to be like they're going to have black people do the same bits that Jackass does, but the joke's going to be they will be arrested.
Yes.
I thought that will be because it's like, hey, white privilege, semi-joke.
No.
No, it's all stage stuff.
It's all stage stuff, and that's actually kind of a smart take, your take of like the whole bit is that they're white people can get away with it, they can't.
Yeah.
And that's a really fun kind of, there's a cool commentary there, at least, yeah, somewhat.
And you get to see those awesome sketches.
Right.
You get to see awesome Jackass style things, right, of like real people reacting to, right, people being Jackasses.
But that's not what happens at all.
No. The very next one is called The Amazing Racist, in which a guy just says racist things. There's no play on it. The joke's never really on him.
It's like a hidden camera type show where somebody shows up. I think the first one's at like a gas station, right?
Yes, it's the fake Border Patrol situation.
Oh, that's right.
Where he tricks a Mexican guy to go into a building, but it's really a cage attached to a truck, and then he goes to Border Patrol, which totally doesn't look like fucking Border Patrol.
No. And that's the other problem, is if you're trying to do a parody, the camera quality isn't low enough.
Yeah.
Like and the angles are too clean, it's too sharp, so it doesn't feel like a real undercover like secret camera show.
No. Everything looks completely staged.
Yeah.
Because cameras are 100% always in the right shot.
Right.
There's punch-in shots.
Yep.
There's things that don't follow the rules of, so even if you're going to fake it, at least shoot it like you're
exactly
gonna be
like it looks,
shooting it real.
Yeah, like it looks real. But this one, and there's like, he was making a bunch of jokes about the car being a Volkswagen. Like
that one might have been the only real one, of the black dude filling up his car.
Maybe, but here's the point I started with. There's too many things that had to be exactly perfect for that to happen.
Yeah.
It had to be in the middle of a nowhere, and a guy in specifically a Volkswagen, because he references it's a German car.
Yeah.
Who's black with a white woman. Like, that has to be a near perfect circumstance that I maybe I'm wrong in terms of those three things just not happening.
Yeah, it seems staged. Maybe he was the best actor out of the rest of them, so I believed him out of anybody else.
But it's still, and then there's just a sketch about him being racist. There were no jokes.
There's no jokes. The very next one, which is also no jokes, is the porno reviews.
Yes, my God.
And we get to see our hero. He finally shows up. Our hero, the top billed person in this movie, doesn't show up until the sixth sketch.
With Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez, who I said was, who did I say?
It was Michelle Rodriguez.
It's Michelle Rodriguez.
Actually in the film.
And I said Selena Gomez for some reason.
When we talked
brain
about
fart.
It last episode.
Yes.
You said it's with Selena Gomez. I was like, well,
how old is she? And then I'm like, ooh, that's got to be wrong.
It isn't Selena Gomez. It's Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, so Michelle...
Of Fast and the Furious fame.
Yes, well...
Resident Evil fame.
Michelle Rodriguez shows up like she just came in off the street, did not go through hair and makeup, did not go through wardrobe, just showed up in whatever she wanted to. And also, her and Rob Schneider are reviewing this awful porn movie, and neither of them have their lines memorized. They're both reading off a teleprompter.
You could tell.
Yeah.
100%.
100%. They're not even, they didn't even have a chance to read through it. Like, they're like, holy shit, we only get them for an hour. Let's go.
Yes.
Read off this.
How much do you think they got paid?
A lot.
Because, like, Rob Schneider is barely in this thing.
Barely. But he's top billed.
I know.
I can't believe this. We've been tricked.
Top billed over Adrian Brody.
Brody, the Broadmaster.
A much more, far more storied career.
Way more well-known, I'd say.
Yes! He won an Oscar!
And they took it away from him after he was in this. Then we had Blackass. Then we had Blackass again, and in this one, instead of getting hit by a bull, he gets hit by a rhino. A fake rhino, and he fake flips around.
Did we miss the dick?
Oh, sorry. I did skip that. After The Amazing Racist, there's Blackass dick jousting, which is just a... Hey, you guys, black people have big dicks. Isn't that funny? Then we go to the porno review. Then we go to Blackass Rhino. Then we go to another Flirty Harry, which once again is just a bunch of double entendres that aren't even good.
Both those sketches are way too long.
They're the longest
they just
sketches.
Drag on.
They're so
that
long.
That and The Amazing Racist just drags on.
Then it goes into Amazing Racist, where he is being racist against Asian people on driving, where he's pretending to be a driving instructor, but you could 100% tell that the car is, the people aren't driving the car. There's several instances in which people aren't even looking at the fucking road. They're clearly looking at the other person. The car is being towed. It's being pulled.
100%.
They're not even moving the fucking steering wheel bullshit.
And again, it's just blatant racism. There's no jokes. And it's not, and there, it, the other problem I have with this is that they're obviously acting. They're obviously actors.
Yeah, it's not real. It's not real people on the street stuff.
So it's not like Borat, where it's kind of this sociological experiment where if you can coax something out of somebody, or you can be something that kind of invokes their racism or their these ideals, like Borat was so
great
amazing,
at doing.
Great at doing, right? It's just, it's fake, and then it has no funny purpose. It's not a commentary on society. It missed in every possible way.
Well, like, this is what happens when the ShamWow guy, this is what ShamWow guy thinks why those movies are so popular. He's like, oh, Jackass is popular because people get hit.
Right.
No, Jackass is popular because it's fucking real.
Right.
And they're actually doing this insane stuff to each other, and they're all great friends.
Right.
In this one, none of these guys are friends. They were all cast. It's all fake. And it's not a, it's in, if you're going to have that, then it needs to be a commentary. And it needs to be what I said before.
Yeah.
The Amazing Racist is a commentary on nothing.
Right.
The porn reviews are a commentary on nothing.
They just go, we have a really, I feel like this is how they worked. Oh, this is a funny pun title, Black Ass, Amazing Racist. And then they work backwards from there, and it's just
That's
garbage.
Not how you make stuff. You never say, I have a name, and then go from the name. You always make something, and then when you're making it, you figure out what the name is.
Why are you yelling at me? Nick.
God damn it.
Vince Offer.
No.
Who you should be talking
no,
to.
No, I should be talking to you.
Well, it's your
Caleb
podcast.
George, your who podcast. Sponsored this movie. He kickstarted it before Kickstarter was a thing.
2013, Kickstarter was a thing.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
Oh, I guess it was. I'm an
idiot.
That
was only 4, 5 years
oh, to
ago.
Be fair, the movie looks like it was shot in 2005.
It's so cheap and bad and awful. This is really in the Rob Schneider canon?
I thought it was because it was top billed. At the end of this, we might throw it out because, like, unless more Rob Schneider shows up.
I mean, it's... they'll do another porno review because the first one was so fucking funny. But he's barely in it. He probably is on set for 2 hours.
Yeah.
If that.
He has like 3 lines in the whole thing so far. All right. Well, you know, we'll watch 30 more minutes. Do you have anything you specifically want to talk about?
No, this is truly awful.
Okay. We'll watch 30 more minutes. And I guess we could throw it out. It might be a throw out. We might have should have watched Surf Ninjas instead because he has more lines in Surf Ninjas.
We'll see. He's going to come back, but I think he's a psychiatrist or something in another sketch.
Yes, he's labeled as two.
So he might come in as something else. He might get more.
He might time. Come in something else.
Oh God.
I got myself an idea for a sketch. Tell me to my place. But they not giving me no answers. So I stay fly high with the clouds. Don't give me like what I'm talking about at all. Come on over here. Come over here. Come talk in the microphone, buddy. Come here. Hey guys. Hey guys. I had to get Caleb George to come over here. What's up, buddy? What do you want to say?
It has to be the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
I might say the same.
On a high production scale, I've seen bad like student films and things like that, but it was released in theaters.
Yeah. Like for a short period of time.
For a short period of time, 1 week.
It was mostly for DVDs.
Right, but still someone made it. Someone fronted this.
Yeah, you know who did?
Vince
the
ShamWow
guy. Yeah. He thinks this is hilarious.
It is so atrociously bad.
I'm just going to quick burn through. Oh, my God. Sorry. Mary McCheese, adorable. Oh, my God. It's too much. Sorry.
It goes up to 11. Cuteness.
It's too. Oh, I want to touch that belly. I'm just going to read off the sketches, and we'll talk about it once I'm done. We have, again, Black Ass, where there's black babysitters in a crack house-looking thing that's really stupid. Then we see the porno reviews, and it's Sperm Lake. And it's a parody. I wouldn't even call it a parody of Swan Lake. It's just men dancing and fake jerking off. Then we have Flirty Harry. Same jokes that we saw before. Then we have Black Ass again. This time it's two white people in a hot tub. And there's a white girl in the hot tub. And the white guy joins her. And they start talking about sex. Then we have The Amazing Racist again. Who goes into a Jewish store and asks Jewish people to sign a petition to apologize for killing Jesus. I don't know. Then there was another sketch. I don't know what it is. I don't know what I wrote. Then I have black ass again in the abortion clinic, fake abortion clinic. And then we just saw a brand new sketch called Things You'll Never See. And it's a young, attractive woman with a poor old man. And Mary Jesus joined us up
here. It's so bad.
It's all supposed to be like it's in front of non-actors. Everyone's clearly an actor. Everyone's doing an awful job.
It's a reality show. Like, it's a prank reality show.
Yeah, and it's not because it's everyone's not in on it.
Exactly.
And it's not funny, and it's not saying anything, and nothing that they've done so far has been even close to being funny. Ironically, even weird enough to, like, enjoy. It's all very, like...
Oh, the psychiatrist.
Oh, that's what I wrote down. Psychiatry World.
Psychiatry World.
That's what I forgot. Right. Psychiatry World, again, our hero, Rob Schneider, is back. For barely a scene in which a girl just talks like she just talks about how she likes to have a lot of sex with a bunch of different dudes.
Yeah, and then he has what is it? He eats something, right?
Mary McCheese is rubbing her butthole on the microphone.
I'm staring right at a cat asshole.
Cheese, you gotta get down. I'm sorry. She really directly wants attention.
Okay, cat asshole.
Go
cat
ahead. What were you saying?
He chokes on something. And that's how the sketch ends.
Chokes and dies, and that's how that's how the sketch ends.
There's no punch to it. There's nothing.
None of these end. None of these have a good ending.
Because sometimes the hardest thing to write is the punch to the end of the sketch.
Yeah,
like the outline, and all these. All of them are so lazy that there is no outline.
There is no outline. The people who are like supposed to be improvising, doing their things, are not good improvisers.
They're awful.
They have pre-planned things in their back pockets. You could tell. They repeat lines constantly.
Yeah.
The people who are supposed to be real people are the worst actors, which is like those are supposed to be your best actors. To make it feel like they're real and not fake people.
Yes.
It is bad, dude.
It is so bad. I've never seen... It's one of the worst movies, if not the worst movie I've ever seen. Aside, of course, from like student films and stuff like that. Like,
I don't know, dude. I think I'd rather watch a student film than this.
Probably.
Because at least there's promise and at least there's something trying to be said.
So terrible. And I cannot believe that Adrian Brody... We watched the trailer.
Yeah.
Adrian Brody is all over that trailer. And then it's Lindsay Lohan. And they've been in the movie hardly at all.
At all. Rob Schneider has barely been in this.
Yes.
All right. We only have 20 minutes left. I'd say we watch the 20 minutes and we come back and we give our final thoughts on it.
I'm fine with that as long as it ends soon.
It's only 20 minutes, but it will feel like 2 hours.
It already feels like 3 hours. Like, it's so long, and every sketch drags on. It's so terrible. Okay.
All right, let's go. Yeah. Here we go. We gonna step up in the club. Finished inappropriate comedy. I just stopped taking notes. I just stopped writing down the scenes that were happening because it was just repetitive.
I mean, of all the films that, you know, in the whole Happy Madison canon and all that, is this the worst?
This is not Happy Madison, thank God.
I know, but it's like, but you've seen a lot of shitty films.
Oh, I've seen so many shitty films. This is by far the most joyless, shittiest film I've ever seen.
It's so bad.
It's not even enjoyably bad. It is not even, like, you get kind of angry, but you mostly just get, like, stop wasting my time.
Yeah.
You get upset that they're wasting
your
time.
It's not worth getting angry because it's so stupid and so useless and so not funny that it doesn't... It's not worth it. It's not even worth it to fight.
There's something about the fact that they're trying to make it offensive that makes it even less offensive.
Right.
Because it's like, we know what you're trying to do.
Right.
It's like somebody saying to you, like, you're drinking and you're at a bar and you're drunk, but that one guy who, like, clearly likes to fight everybody walks up to you, and before he starts anything, he goes, "Hey, I'm going to get in a fight with you right now. I'm drunk, and we're going to get in a fight, okay? I just need to make up a reason first. Hey, you looking at my girl?" And then it's like, well, now it's lost everything, dude. I can't get mad at you.
Yeah.
And this movie's clearly going to be like, we're trying to be racist. We're trying to be offensive. We're trying to be edgy. And you're like, you don't know what edgy is.
Yeah.
You're just repeating dick jokes and tired stereotypes.
Yeah.
I feel bad for you more than anything.
Yeah, and when it's so poorly executed, it's inaccessible to audiences. Therefore, it has no value.
Yeah.
Like, people aren't going to, this isn't going to be a cult phenomenon. People aren't going to freak out about it. So therefore, it gets no exposure and everyone just kind of laughs at it. It's harmless in that way. Mm-hmm. So you can't get mad at it or be like, this is so racist, because it's just so useless. It's so pathetic.
It is very pathetic. Remember that Things You Never See sketch?
That random 30-second sketch.
Never comes back. Never comes back. Things that you've never seen. More this that you've never seen. None of that. If you're going to do that, there's tons of things you could, if you're going to be like an old man, or old poor man with a hot girl.
Yeah.
Another thing you never see. A young, super hot homeless woman. That's offensive.
It's such an easy runner. It could have made its way through.
I just made that up right now. Of just like what,
and it was 100% solid gold.
Yeah, I mean, duh.
It's so sad because I don't have so much, like, I don't know. This one doesn't have any commentary. It's so sad. A film like, it's not even worth mocking. Like, I just sat through it, just kind of bored and angry. It just was sad and dumb and awful.
Yeah, and I used to think that the ShamWow guy was, like, in on the joke, that he, like, knew that it was insane.
No.
That he, like, knew what he was doing was being a bad salesman, and he's like, hey, you know what, guys? I'm in on it. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And here it is. But it turns out, no, he's just a big piece of shit.
Just awful.
He's just an awful human being who doesn't know what he's doing. I feel sad for him.
It's like, I can't even... We could break it down, but it's not even worth, like, talking about. Like, every sketch was so awful, and every sketch was so bad, and they all just fell flat, and you just, at the end of it, you were like, why did I watch that?
Yeah.
Every single one.
There was no redeeming value in anything.
Nothing.
You saw everything coming.
Yeah.
I was sitting over there trying to think of, like, a bit that I could do.
No.
To, like, come over here and be like, here's a fun bit.
There's nothing to which you can laugh at or even mock. Like, it's just so poorly done. It is easily in my bottom five movies of any movie I've ever seen. If not the worst movie I have ever seen.
It might be. Because at least, like, Troll 2 or The Room or those are, like, so bad, but you could laugh at them and you could, like, commentate on them. This is, like, so sad and so comedy killing, it kills any kind of humor that you can't even make up jokes about it.
With an edge of pretension, like,
the
guy who does The Amazing Racist, like, there's this arrogance to the whole sketch of, like, look how funny this is, I'm being purposely antagonistic, and we know it's all fake, but it just feels arrogant. It feels like he's thinking what he's doing is really fucking edgy.
And the reason why they had to do it fake is because if they tried this with any real people,
beat the fuck out of them.
Yeah. Or they'd walk away immediately.
Or they'd walk away and be like, you're not even worth my time.
Like, Jesus. Be like, what? And you just keep walking and yelling at people. No one would sign waivers.
Right.
There's a fake fight. Oh, God.
It's so bad. It's truly the worst thing it's not.
You know what? I can say one positive thing. I have one positive thing.
What's that?
This is not a Rob Schneider movie.
No, it's not.
This isn't even close to a Rob Schneider movie. He's in three sketches.
Yeah.
Barely says anything in them.
Yeah.
Barely does anything in them. Barely anything happens. He just kind of shows up. Really surprised that he's top billed on this.
It should be Adrian Brody.
Yes.
It really should.
Yes. He had a thing where he couldn't be top billed. There has to be, like, a rule in his contract. Something... I don't know how Adrian Brody... There has to be some sort of contract thing where, like, hey, if you do this, we'll let you do, you know, another movie you want to do.
I really wonder how much they got paid. How much Rob Schneider, Michelle Rodriguez, and Adrian Brody got paid. They were on set for 2 hours, if that.
If that. Barely. You could tell that even in the outtakes, they show outtakes. There's no good outtakes.
I completely forgot that they showed outtakes. Which are also not funny. How can outtakes not be funny?
They don't even look like they're having fun on set.
Some
Why
of
are
my
you showing
favorite
them?
Movies, the funniest part is the outtakes. Outtakes.
I'll watch The Office outtakes.
Hell
hilarious.
Yeah.
Seinfeld outtakes, amazing. Check them out. They're all on YouTube.
You cannot go wrong with outtakes. Even if the movie's shitty, the outtakes make up for it. This is truly the worst outtake reel I've ever seen in a movie. Ever.
I would barely even call them outtakes. The outtakes look so similar to the normal movie itself. The movie itself is one giant outtake.
Yes.
With no laughter.
It's one giant mistake that they should have redone.
Yes. Should have never done. Never redone.
And the sees, they're all just clips. It's like, I don't get the concept behind inappropriate humor. He's on an iPad and he's just clicking the apps and they're just
clips.
Television shows. Like,
yeah.
Essentially. What the fuck is that?
That has nothing. That is the lamest thing to try and tie things together. None of the things tie together.
It feels, again, like they found a clever name and they worked backwards
to
the concept.
That's totally a thing.
Inappropriate comedy. And you see, we show clips because everything's an app.
Yeah, and it's 2013, and making fun of apps is still kind
apps
of cool.
Apps are big right now.
Apps
Angry
are big.
Birds is
oh,
hot right
you
now.
You know what? Hey, too bad Columbia swooped in. Swooped in and stole the Angry Birds from us.
Nah.
Yeah, they did. They stole Angry Birds. They're already working on it.
Not for 3 more years.
Yeah, yeah. But it's going to take 3 years to write that masterpiece. What else? There's a Facebook app movie.
A Facebook app movie?
Yeah, it's called The Social Network.
Oh.
Yeah, that's an app.
My buddy Aaron.
What?
Aaron's writing it?
Yeah, Aaron.
My buddy Aaron's writing
it. Oh, I call him Sork.
Do you?
Yeah.
Ah, God, what a great
guy. Because he came over to my house one time and it was raining outside. He stepped in a puddle and he had to take off his shoe and he's like, ah, my sock is sorking.
I sincerely thought there were like 3 punchlines before you finally got to the punchline. I was like, he's about to say it.
No, nope.
Here's the point.
Nope. I was going to keep going. Joke. And Papa John's comes around the corner. He just unplugged his headphones because he was so excited. I got to get a longer cord for you. I'm sorry.
No, you
that
don't.
That is insane. Oh, Mary Cheese is also being insanely cute right now. Oh, my
God.
You guys,
okay,
so
are we ranking these?
No, it's not an Adam Sandler movie.
It's not a Rob Schneider
It's not a Rob Schneider film. I don't think it belongs on the rankings, do you?
No, hell no.
If it would, obviously it would be our least favorite movie of all time, probably for me.
Yes.
I'm trying to think. I've seen a lot of really, really shitty fuck movies.
Yeah.
One of which I'm going to have to watch again, Dickie Roberts, Born to be a Star, or the one...
This has to blow it out of the water.
I don't know. I also have to watch Joe Dirt 2.
Has to blow it out of the water.
This is really bad.
It's truly awful.
Do you want to say ShamWow guy?
Could you not?
Do you want to
yes,
say that?
I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
ShamWow guy. Could you not?
Hi, I'm Ari Shaffir. You know, according to experts at Wikipedia, Asian drivers account for 56% of all traffic deaths in the U.S. every single day. That's more deaths than the slavery or the Holocaust combined. Whether they're taking their cars and plowing it into our farmers' markets or taking their planes and plowing it into Pearl Harbors, they're just not safe behind the wheel. So either start an internment camp, which is illegal, or do what I do. I started Ari's Driving School for the Round Eye Impaired to help teach these yellow kitties how to handle tough American vehicles. Won't you join me today? Welcome to The Amazing Racist.